Hello. Hello.
Hello, Benny?
Yes, hello, Dr. Berman, I understand.
That's
Yes.
correct. How'd you know?
Well, my phone said so.
Oh, why, have we met in the past?
No, we have never met before. No, I have this application that identifies callers.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's
What do you,
called
you
Truecaller.
wow.
And
That's cool.
it's
And where do you
great.
get it? In the App Store?
Yeah.
Truecaller.
Truecaller, it's amazing.
Wow, that's very cool
The
because
way
I, yeah.
works is that I mean when you once you install it, then it asks you permission, and basically it uploads your entire contact, all your contacts, right?
Right,
Now
yeah.
it does it for everybody. So basically, they have everyone's contacts,
Right.
and they pull it, and whenever someone calls you with that number, they'll pull out the. Sometimes they will have ridiculous names, because it's Zavy or something like that,
Right.
but usually it's very, very, very useful. So you
Wow,
don't
that's
get calls out of the blue. It also will tell you this call is a spam, or it's
of
AIG
course.
trying to sell you
Insurance.
insurance, and you can just not answer.
Sure.
It's
That's very,
Amichai.
yeah. Look, there are some times, especially during the course of a busy day,
Absolutely.
I see a number, I
Yeah.
don't recognize it, and I just can't get involved.
Yeah, I
But
completely understand.
if you know where it's coming from, that's interesting. So
It's
it's called Tr
a must-have. It's called Truecaller. I'll
All right.
gladly send
Thank
you
you.
the link or whatever.
Thank you very much.
Woman, I think True is spelled. One second. Blah blah blah.
No, it's not spelled T-R-U-E.
I think it's called TR. Oh yeah, it's TRUE. Truecaller, as you would spell it normally.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a very
Okay.
interesting.
So
Anyway, listen, more importantly is
yeah.
what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Yael.
Oh, I have a Yael as well.
What?
Okay. My oldest daughter is Yael.
How old is your daughter?
My Yael is 35.
Oh, okay. So she's a little older than mine.
22,
Mine just turned 22.
okay. So she's an adult.
Yeah, she's a
Okay.
big girl. Look, she has issues with her teeth. She always had. She got it from me. That's too bad. Anyway, she's always been going to Maccabi, to Kupat Cholim, and without offending anybody, they really suck. Now,
Yeah.
my dentist passed away. You probably know about that. His name is
Oh, of course I did. He's a good
Black,
friend
Dr.
of mine.
Black.
Wow.
So
Yeah.
yeah, so anyway, she had a few holes, a few cavities, and they made her an appointment for like 2 months from now. And yesterday it started hurting her, one of the teeth, and it
Yeah.
went worse. It became worse and worse. These things tend to happen Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Kippur, obviously.
Of course.
And she got an emergency appointment this morning in Maccabi, and they said it's a root canal.
Right.
Okay, and it's really hurting her, and she really needs someone to see her. And they did some emergency tipul and gave her antibiotics, and that's it. So, as I said, my dentist is not with us anymore. So I called Sapphire, and Levitan couldn't see us. Oh, and Howie met, but he doesn't do
Yeah.
root canals.
Right.
And Levitan couldn't see her, but he gave us your number, and now I'm talking to
There we are. Yeah. I'm sorry that you had such a
Yeah.
runaround today because I got your message after like a quarter to seven or so,
Of
and
course, of course.
I couldn't call you soon. I'm at a wedding tonight, and just
Mazel tov,
thank you.
mazel tov.
So I'll try to see your daughter if it is indeed an emergency. I'll see her tomorrow.
It is. It definitely is an emergency, and I'm not. It's not just, you know, I'm not just saying emergency because, you know, to nudge and get me myself inside. I mean, she's really in pain.
I hear you.
Where is your practice? Where do you work?
I work out of my home, and I live in Nofe'aviv.
In Nofe'aviv?
It's in Beit Shemesh.
I know where Nofe'aviv is.
Okay, so I'm on Rechov Achartzit, Achadisra Aleph.
Achartzit, Achadisra Aleph, and you have a home office.
That is correct.
And when can she come over?
I'll tell you something. I have to juggle a few things to work it out. I have to get back to you with a definitive time.
Very well.
Is there a particular time that's better for you and for her?
Well, the truth is, I'm sure she will come whenever it's possible, because it's really, you know, it's really necessary.
Okay.
I guess, I don't know. I can't speak for her, you know.
Okay.
Whenever you can see her, it's good. Let's put it this way. Whenever you can see her, it's good.
Okay, I will do my best. Let me just get back to you with a definitive time.
Very well.
She can... I take it she can clearly identify the tooth that's problematic, or...
She can. Again, she went to an emergency thingy in Maccabi today, and they identified it as a root canal. So we know what tooth it is. It's not... You won't have to be, you know, knocking on all the teeth to find out.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right, so let me get back to you. I can even message you or WhatsApp you
okay,
at this number.
Okay.
So and you also have my cell phone number, obviously. So just you can reach out to me as well. Yeah.
So enjoy the wedding, and thank you very, very, very much. This is Erev Yontif, and I don't know why these things always happen on Yontif. I once had this on Rosh Hashanah. And it was a nightmare because there's nothing you can do. And I was going bananas, I remember. It was like 20 years ago.
It's
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why Murphy gets the blame for it.
Yeah, but, why does he get the blame? But yeah. I guess he was an annoying guy. Okay,
right, so,
Gadol, and I'll be waiting to hear from you about the exact time. But any time you choose, whatever is good for you, she will jump on it.
Okay.
Okay.
It is possible. I can't tell you for sure. It may end up being in the afternoon. Do you make Shabbos early or?
No, we don't make Shabbos early. And I think it would be better in the morning, but.
Me too. I just have to move patients around.
The earlier the better. But thank you very, very, very much. And
you're very welcome.
And I hope she finds a doctor in you. So.
Okay.
From now on, she can come to you as a...
All right, no problem.
Shkoyer
Thank you very much.
And bye-bye.
Baruch Bye-bye.